If you miss international travel, why not recreate the experience in the comfort of your own home with some airplane food? In Israel, an airline food company is offering its meals to the public as low-cost delivery options during the pandemic. Here's NPR's Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Israel's leading airline food company thought Israelis would be back in the skies by now, but flights are still grounded, and the company furloughed most of its workers. Then they came up with an idea: airplane food for sale. No plane ticket required. They piloted the idea on Facebook. In their ad, little rectangular trays float over a cloudy blue sky, available for as little as $3 a tray. Nimrod DeMayo is VP of operations.
It's amazing. It's a simple food, not, you know, so fancy, but people likes it. Just soup. You stuck it in the microwave, warm it up for 5 minutes, and then you have a meal.
He says they're getting around 100 orders a day. Customers include a Google employee working from home who bought kids' meals for her children, an elder care facility that closed its dining room for social distancing, a major company bought meals for its employees to spice up an online video conference, and many senior citizens who isolated at home for months and are looking for cheap and easy meals, like London native Angie Elfassi.
Cost 18 shekels a tray. I mean, come on. I bought today chicken quarters with potatoes, peas, and carrots in one tray. Now, that's a good lunch.
I asked the company rep, DeMayo, what's popular.
Well, it's surprising, but the most popular meals are the economy meals. Chicken or beef?
He used to be a flight attendant. I ordered a meal myself. They don't deliver as far as Jerusalem, where I am, so I picked it up. Wow, I have to actually go through airport security to get to this factory. The outer checkpoint that you drive through. Back home, pop the tray in the microwave. It's all wrapped in that plastic with the insignia of Israel's national airline, El Al. And I've chosen a seat on the couch next to the smallest window in the apartment. We got little beef cutlets and rice with some black beans on top. Okay. Well, this food does remind me of being on an airplane. Closing my eyes, this is Daniel Estrin, NPR News. Jerusalem, but in my mind, on my way to Paris.